Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are The Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is behind the glass. We're going to get to In the Huddle in a moment. But I believe your wives are probably like me, Mike and Bo, and order a lot off of Amazon.
Oh, yes. There's like an issue everything. In my house. Okay. An absolute issue in my house.
Bo, what about you? A lot of Amazon packages come into your house?
I don't think a lot describes it properly.
Yeah.
It's a ton. I mean, it's so much that I just go to the front door and open it just to check because I know there's always a package there.
Well, so I wanted to warn you, there's a new scam going on, and I almost fell for it because if I need something, I just order off Amazon. I don't want to go to Target. You know, like, I'm just going to order. It's just easier.
Same.
So I got a text message the other day that was like, hey, one of the items that you've purchased off Amazon has been recalled. For safety reasons, click here. We'll tell you what it was. And I was like,
what?
And then for a second, I almost did it. And then I noticed the text was to me and 18 other people.
Oh.
And I was like, oh. But I don't want to condone this behavior, but what a great scam.
Yeah. The giveaway obviously being the group text. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're probably not going to do that. But there's my wife got done in by an Amex scam like a year ago.
No.
Yeah, where it was like, hey, Your card is being hacked. You need to click on this link to talk to call a customer service representative. And when you called, it was the person that was scamming you.
Yeah.
And she finally put me on the phone, and I just laughed at him. he's going, hey, man, all right, well, we understand we're going to send you a new card. Can you just verify your address so that we can send you a new card? I'm like, no.
No.
I'm not giving you the address.
No.
Well, can you just verify the phone number then so we know that we're sending the card to the right person? No. Not going to do that.
Oh,
if you don't
goodness.
Have my information in there, don't send me a new card, dude. I promise we're good.
I hate how clever the scams are
getting. It sucks.
And it does. It makes me wonder, like, who wakes up in the morning and is like, all right, I'm getting ready to scam
here
some
I
people.
Go.
Here
yep.
I go.
The scam I hate, too, is now they're doing the scam where they'll send, like, people will send you a text and offering you a job. It's like, dude.
Oh, I see that.
People
one too.
Out here wanting to make money actually make a hard-earned living. You're out here scamming them because they're trying to get a job.
Yeah, I've seen that one too. That one's frustrating.
Very, very frustrating. Well, Sports Talk on the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy Week 4 matchup between the Washington Commanders and the Atlanta Falcons. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL. to get started today. Speaking of the Washington Commanders, quarterback Jaden Daniels said he feels good and more like himself, but that doesn't mean he's going to play at the Benz on Sunday. Jaden said, it's up to the doctors, not my decision.
Yeah, just go ahead and rest another one. You know, just go ahead and rest another week. I'm not scared of anybody walking in here. I'm with Bo. Bo said this yesterday. He's like, I want to play teams with good football players. I want to see how we stack up. I don't necessarily want Jaden Daniels to be out. And it's like I said yesterday, Bo, I'm not sure we don't see Marcus Mariota at some point anyways, because I think that you have that dynamic without putting Jaden Daniels in the way. Marcus Mariota showed a week ago that he can run certain parts of that offense.
I think I've thought all along Jaden Daniels is going to play. So I'm not – that's what I've thought from the beginning. You know, Kroski Merritt missed practice yesterday, the running back, the rookie running back. He's been good for them. You know, their offense last week got a lot of kind of credit for, hey, they scored 41 points. One of them was a punt return touchdown. One of them was Debo taking it all the way to about like the 30. They ran some different stuff. They did a good job with it, but I don't really care. Our defense has to come in and know that no matter if it's Jaden Daniels or Marcus Mariota, while they might do different things, the quarterback position is going to get out of the pocket, and we need to be ready for that.
Drew Brees and Larry Fitzgerald were picked in their first year of eligibility as nominees for the 2026 Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Locks. Both of them. Locks. Absolute locks. Drew Brees is one of the 10 greatest quarterbacks of all time. Hate to say that because he's a New Orleans Saint. But even when I was talking the other day, Bo, about Michael Penix's footwork, I still always go back to Drew Brees. He was the model of footwork in the pocket and of popping your feet and making sure that your hips are being pointed in the right direction.
Yeah, and I think Fitzgerald would be first ballot, too. He was a great receiver to begin with, but this sucks because I hate to bring it up like this, but his relationship with writers, his dad was a writer, so he understood kind of that thing, and he has a good relationship with the media, which will get him in quicker than not. I mean, the reality is some of these guys don't get in their first ballot because they didn't have a good relationship with the media, which is ridiculous, but now I don't believe in, well, he's a first ballot, which means he's a better Hall of Famer than a guy that made it in on the second vote. If you're a Hall of Famer, you're a Hall of Famer, no matter what. Doesn't matter.
I'm gonna run through some of these other ones. You tell me yes or no, Bo, okay? I'm just going to say their name. You say yes or no. No explanation needed, all right? You ready? Here we go. Phillip Rivers.
Yes.
Alex Smith.
No.
Greg Olson.
No.
Oh, Jason Witten.
He's Greg Olson, so no, I can't. I want to say yes on both, but no.
How about Frank Gore?
No.
Geno Atkins?
No.
Linebacker Thomas Davis?
No.
Wow. Wow. Man, that's some tough decisions on Gore. That's, ooh, dang, that's tough.
If I was pushed, if I was pushed, I'd probably put both of the tight ends in.
Yeah, I think
I'm borderline on them more than any.
We've also shown, Bo, that when people stay relevant in the media, like a Greg Olson has, they're more than likely to get in at some point. It's just the Chris Carter effect, whatever you want to call it. Eventually, they end up getting in because people are still thinking about them. So it is what it is.
It'll be interesting to see what happens. Well, the Eagles starting edge rusher Nolan Smith Jr. strained his triceps in Sunday's win over the Los Angeles Rams. He's now been placed on the injured reserve. He could return for the Monday night game at the Green Bay Packers on November 10th.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
Aren't strains slight tears what we've been taught with muscles like that, like a calf muscle? If you pull it, it's a slight tear. You want to be careful because I think we think about triceps and stuff. That's a pretty serious injury for a guy like that.
Yeah, no doubt.
Tom Brady is pushing back on concerns that there is a conflict of interest between his roles as a Las Vegas Raiders minority owner and Fox Sports broadcaster. In his weekly newsletter, Tom wrote that only the paranoid and distrustful believe that there's conflict in his roles.
Huh. You know what? That you're right, because Tom Brady has never, ever, ever stepped across the line as far as a scandal. He's never been a part of anything that can be considered cheating. He has never been suspended for anything or been won Super Bowls where they filmed the team before his walkthroughs. Tom Brady is literally never been a part of anything like that. I cannot believe anyone would think that he would try anything shady.
This is just so tone deaf by him, in my opinion. I don't dislike Tom. It is what it is. But the whole thing where he's like, you're paranoid. Like, dude, you were all over Spygate, Deflategate, whatever you want to call it, all up and down. Like, these conversations have been had about you, dude. Like, don't tell me I'm paranoid, because I think that a broadcaster that owns a team that's been in an offensive booth sitting in on team meetings for other teams could possibly not go well. Like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, come on, dude. You're missing me with this.
What does your gut say? Something shady happening, Bo?
Define shady. What do I think is happening? yes, he's going in there, he's learning stuff, and then he's taking what other teams are using and saying, well, they're using this. Now, it's not working, but he's locking it away, and he's giving those suggestions. Do I think he's – I mean, I think the problem that people miss is they're like, oh, it's – I don't think people understand what these production meetings are. Are coaches giving you the game plan? No, but they're going to tell you wrinkles and things that they want to do or how. But the bigger thing is someone with the football IQ of a Tom Brady is going to see how these guys are thinking and then know what his team's strengths and weaknesses are and probably have a mindset of how to attack, right? How to attack them or how they're going to be attacked. So it can kind of get – Mike, I wanted you to tell me if I'm wrong, that give you insight on how teams might attack and everything. That's what smart football IQ guys do. Nick Saban used to tell you what he could use to beat you, and if you didn't change it, he was going to do it, and then they wouldn't, and he would do it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not like I don't think Tom's going in there just learning new things. He can watch tape. He can diagnose tape with the best of them. But I think knowing the ins and the outs of what different teams struggle with from an inner core, you know, well, we don't run this because this guy struggles with this concept. That is something you can definitely learn to kind of pick apart other teams. And I think that that's one of the things that these coaching staffs don't want Tom to get a hold of in their conversation. So, yeah.
Well, coming up, we've all seen the Dan Orlovsky clip talking about the pistol. If you haven't, it is on the @929 Morning Shift Twitter account. You have some time to go ahead and watch that. Mike says that Dan got something wrong about this Falcons offense. He will have his chance to sound off next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.